This week on KALW News, understanding the plight of the homeless.
I actually crawled out from 31 years off the street, never had owned or leased a home in my life.
Facing down poverty on the streets of San Francisco.
I just wanted to start crying the first few blocks, and I really looked at them as human beings.
And step into a barbershop that serves homeless patrons.
Yeah, it changes their whole everything, the way they talk, the way they act.
Also, we'll take you to a fine art studio that gives a home to artists without one.
It's about the only time I really feel free, actually.
I'm Holly Kernan. From KALW News, this is the Homeless Care Edition. Spiritual retreats usually take place in a peaceful, contemplative setting. But there's one program in San Francisco's Tenderloin District that does just the opposite. It plunges participants into life on the noisy, dangerous, and often unpredictable streets. The rules are simple. Wander the Tenderloin streets alone and leave your cell phone behind. You're encouraged to eat in a soup kitchen, but you can bring money along if you don't feel safe without it. The founders say that this street retreat puts a face on poverty and homelessness. But can a one-day retreat in the Tenderloin have any real-world impact on the issues that people there face every day? Fani Evnokides reports.
On a cold afternoon near the corner of Turk and Leavenworth in San Francisco's Tenderloin District, a man crouches behind his wheelchair, lighting a crack pipe. On the next block, a man and woman yell at each other, not far from where someone sits on the curb, pushing a needle into his arm. Just down the street, a man rolls on the sidewalk in agony. His skin is pitch black from layers of dirt.
You have that. You have people that are mentally ill that do it, that are doing drugs. Heavy combination. You know, mentally ill and doing drugs.
David Gardner is a desk clerk at a sober living facility in the Tenderloin.
And they're doing drugs because they're trying to stay awake to walk around the streets because they can't have, find a place to sleep. I've never seen so much inhumanity.
The Tenderloin is squeezed between San Francisco's Civic Center and touristy Union Square. And many people just try to get through the area as quickly as possible, turning a blind eye as they pass through the downtrodden neighborhood. But not all.
We walk into that unknown where we will probably meet ourselves.
Unitarian Social Justice Minister Kay Jorgensen co-founded the Faithful Fools Street Retreat, in which people intentionally spend a full day or longer walking the streets of the Tenderloin. She says that because the filters of money and privilege are absent, the whole range of human experience, joy, pain, and suffering, is magnified on the streets.
People from all walks of life come to witness in this way, in a reflective way, recognizing that our common humanity emerges when we come to know people personally, when we come to know them as human beings that we can identify with, that there's less difference amongst us than we think.
Since 1998, when they first started, over 1,500 people from all over the country have gone on Faithful Fools street retreats. Jorgensen, along with co-founder Franciscan sister Carmen Barsotti, lead church groups, food bank workers, and anyone interested in witnessing poverty firsthand on monthly retreats in the Tenderloin. On this Saturday morning, Jorgensen and Barsotti meet with a group of five people for a retreat orientation at the Unitarian Church. They include a retired secretary, a seminarian, and a violinist from the San Francisco Symphony. Jorgensen and Barsotti hand out maps and tell everyone to meet back at 3 o'clock for reflection and a simple meal of soup and bread. Before they head out, musician John Chisholm talks about why he decided to do the retreat.
On my way to work in my tails every day, every night, with all these rich people going to our concerts, there's always homeless people on the corners, and you know, you just walk right past them and you just sort of try to ignore them to get to the concert on time. And this is something I decided to consciously do to interact with them maybe, or or really look at them.
For John and the others leaving on the day-long retreat, it'll be a challenge to find a bathroom or even just a place to sit down. But that's just part of the experience.
Maybe one of the most tangible suggestions we make is to stand in a food line, because most people who come have more commonly been on the other side serving the soup.
Sister Carmen Barsotti.
But there's also something of just taking a moment to look up and down the line and recognizing what your assumptions were of who it was that went through the food lines and who it is that you're standing here with, and the variety of people from elderly on limited incomes to families to working class, who people who are just having an hour lunch but they need to eat.
During the Christian Holy Week each year, the Faithful Fools do a retreat that lasts for 7 days and seven nights. Participants not only eat at soup kitchens, but sleep outdoors and panhandle for money. Melissa Fafarman, a retired secretary who's been going on street retreats for 5 years, is now an advocate for the homeless at City Hall. She recently attended 2 days of hearings as part of the mayor's 10-year planning council on homelessness, where people who used to be homeless testified about what it took for them to get off the streets.
And almost inevitably, the person would say, it was one person who reached out to me, who said, I believe in you. I'm going to hang in with you. And to me, that's what the Fool's Ministry of Accompaniment is about. Whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, whether it's Christmas Day, whatever it is, we can be there.
Ministry of Accompaniment means that the Faithful Fools and some of the volunteers who have done the street retreat don't just perform acts of charity from a distance anymore. They get involved in people's lives, waiting in line with them for social services, going along to appointments, and being there to help navigate what can be complicated procedures for getting drug treatment and stable housing.
They guided me. I just didn't quite grasp what I was doing.
Bruce Meyer used to be a homeless heroin addict. Now he lives in a tidy studio apartment in San Francisco's South of Market District.
I actually crawled out from 31 years off the street to this. Never had owned, or leased really in my own name, a home in my life.
For 9 months, the Faithful Fools accompanied him as he went through methadone treatment, relapsed into drug use, and finally succeeded in getting clean and finding subsidized housing.
They asked me something about me, so I had to answer. But they brought out the best in me. They were real friends, genuine, kind. They never demoralized me. All they could do was say, Bruce, would you just do the best you can? And I said, I would.
Back at the Faithful Fools headquarters, retreat participants straggle in after their day on the streets. Violinist John Chisholm looks exhausted after a day of looking for food to eat and a place to rest.
My gosh, how could I have been so blind before? I mean, I've noticed the homeless people, and I knew there were drug-addicted people and people drinking, but I just wanted to start crying the first few blocks, and I really looked at them as human beings, to just really see the depth of their physical and their spiritual and mental afflictions. And I just was very, like, right away, very, very moved.
Chisholm says that for him, one experience in particular changed his point of view.
I was sitting in UN Plaza, just sitting and resting, and saw this one well-dressed couple walking in the street and looking at me very derisively. That was a weird experience, but I think it was good to be on the other end.
At the very least, Jorgensen says, for people who do the retreat, the act of bearing witness transforms the conversation about poverty.
They speak up and speak out in their own realms of work and family and friends. They have a different point of view that they carry with them into their daily lives. And they speak of it. They share it in their churches, they share it in their schools, and it ripples out.
Monthly Faithful Fools street retreats are open to the public. It costs $45 to attend, which goes toward the ministry's operating expenses. But no one is turned away for lack of funds. For KALW News, I'm Fani Evnokides.
You're listening to KALW News on 91.7 FM in San Francisco.